Blog Talk Radio.
Recognize them dark green eyes when you do-si-do'd across the floor. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. Well, I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm sitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. We went riding around, rocking to the sound of a country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. And she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and asked her what she wanted to do. She said, it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, and honey, watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than 88 seconds ride. So we headed out along the back of the road. Put the tailgate down, we made love. She said, true country boy, it's hard to find. But I found one wilder than 88 seconds ride. She said, cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than 88-second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than 88-second ride.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, I'm very excited to be chatting with entertainment reporter Stuart Brazel. Stuart has been on pretty much every red carpet that you can imagine, from the Grammys to the Emmys to... you name a red carpet, she's been on it. And she's chatted with a countless number of stars, from Tom Hanks to Taylor Swift. So without further ado, I believe we have her on. So let's welcome Stuart Brazel to the show.
I'm excited to be here. I'm glad we're finally getting to do this.
Hey, Stuart, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I appreciate you doing this today.
Of course. Looking forward to it.
You know, as I said in the intro, you've been on pretty much every single red carpet imaginable.
I have spent a lot of time on the red carpet, probably more than I would even imagine at this point. I've clocked some serious hours on it.
And that leads me to my first question. When you're on these red carpets and chatting with the stars, do you ever get starstruck at all?
You know, I did get starstruck one time. I've now interviewed him a couple times, but the very first time I interviewed Leonardo DiCaprio, I very much did get starstruck, mostly because I was a huge fan of the movie Titanic, and I had the biggest crush on him. I've seen that movie so many times, and it wasn't so much because he was a big star, but it was more just a personal thing. And that would be the same, the one celebrity that's eluded me that I know that I would be the same way is Justin Timberlake, and that is simply because I have the biggest crushes on those two guys.
Awesome. You know, in the course of my research for this interview, because I like to research the guests so I know what I'm talking about and not sound like a total doofus on air, I did find out that you're a Southerner just like myself.
I am. I'm born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina, and literally lived in the same house my whole life until I went to college in New York. So no. I am a Southern girl. I used to have the little the Palmetto flag bumper sticker that says Carolina girl, most beautiful in the world.
But now for me, I love living in the South. There's nothing like it, is there?
No, it was the best place to grow up. You get such wonderful values, and it's just a great way of life. There's nothing like drinking some sweet tea on the front porch, I'm not going to lie.
That's my girl. Now, on the flip side of that, I have been to L.A. once. And I absolutely loved it out there, too. So.
Oh, there's nothing more beautiful than California. That's why I'm here. It cannot be the weather. One of the things about the South that's a little tough is, you know, in the summer, that humidity. And then, of course, pollen season. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you don't get the seasons in California. But, I mean, I was just at the SAG Awards hosting the Live Red Carpet Show. And literally, it was 88 degrees. You know, so you can't argue with that in January when you see what's going on in the Northeast.
Nice. I know I was out there in September. I went all over California from Oakland down to L.A. Because I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So I went out there to see all those, and like you said, the weather out there is just unbeatable.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, and again, as I was looking through your IMDb and your website, you, my friend, have done it all. You're a director, you're an actor, you're a casting director. Is there anything that a Stuart Brazel cannot do?
Oh, goodness. You know, sometimes I was actually talking to someone about this recently that, you know, we all need to give ourselves a little bit more props and respect for the things that we accomplish because we're always thinking about the things, oh, I need to do this and what's next on our goal list. And I've been very blessed to work in the entertainment industry in a variety of ways. From producing, casting, hosting. I love this industry so much. It was something that I was so passionate about. And I'd never been to California, and I came out for an internship summer before my senior year of college, and I just said, oh, this is where it's at. So I'm always up for a challenge. People will call me and say, hey, can you act in this film? Can you help out with this project? And usually I'm always up for it. So it's been really, really fun, and I try to take as much advantage as possible of living in this wonderful city and living life to the fullest.
Oh, I agree. Going back to something you said, always just because myself, I've been just fascinated with the entertainment industry for as long as I can remember. When were you first bit by that fascination?
You know, I always loved entertainment. Growing up, I did a lot of theater, more like live performance. And then I actually danced professionally in a ballet company, the only professional ballet company in South Carolina. And so I started, literally, I started getting my first paychecks when I was 12 and 13. So I always enjoyed kind of performing and entertaining. But really, when I was in high school, I started to watch more TV because I was always such a busy kid. I wasn't hanging out at home. And I started anchoring my high school news my junior and senior year. And I really liked journalism, and I decided that that's what I wanted to major in. And then it just was such a good fit because I've always loved television. I love movies. I love film. I love independent film. And it was just the best mix of all of my passions. So I actually, one of the shows that I host on Ovation TV is about musical theater and dance. So it's like, it's so funny that, you know, that's what I did. And then I now get to go on and host a television show about those things. I'm like, that doesn't happen that often where it's so specifically perfect for what you love to do.
Yeah. No. I have a bit of my own story to tell you. I've been, like I said, I'm fascinated with the entertainment industry for as long as I can remember, but I cannot act, I cannot dance, I cannot sing, so I figured I'd start this show to kind of keep close to the entertainment business, and I've chatted with numerous actors on the show, so that's how I stay close to the entertainment world.
That's a good way to do it because then you get to, well, you know what I love about, you know, and for example, like when we get done, I'm interviewing someone from Beauty and the Beast, and it's great that with social media, you have an opportunity to reach out to people, and you'd be surprised who does get back to you. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
It is fun. And it's great because a lot of people here, I'll meet interviewing them online, and then I'll see them in person, and it's so much fun. So social media, online, what we're able to do for ourselves through podcasts and blog radio, it's just really been so great because it kind of takes the fans, connects them in a different way so that you're more than a fan. You can have your own show, and I think it's great what you do.
I agree, and I started this show back in August of 2012, and I absolutely love what I do. I mean, I have gotten to, quote, meet some of the most amazing, kind, and down-to-earth people ever, so...
Yeah, it makes it great when you get to do what you love, right? Not a lot of people have that opportunity, and it's important to pursue it for yourself. You know, when I talk to friends, they're like, God, I hate my job, I hate this. I'm like, well, change it. We all have the power to pursue our passion, and it takes guts. You know, I was watching, I don't know if you watch this show. It's really, really great. It's called Inside the Actors Studio with James Lipton. It's on Bravo. And he was doing an interview with Bruce Dern, who, of course, has been making the awards rounds with his performance in Nebraska, and his daughter, Laura Dern, who is very famous in her own right, you know, from Jurassic Park, and I just saw them at the SAG Awards. They were together. It was really sweet. And they were just kind of talking about, you know, that to pursue a career that you're passionate about does take great guts because you're putting yourself out there and you might fail. And it's easier to have said you wanted to do something and never did it, and then it's always kind of like an excuse, well, I could have done this, than to actually pursue it and set yourself up to fail. But if you are passionate and you keep doing it, you will succeed. So, you know, that's one of the things I love most about this industry. You take a lot of rejection, but I think the payoff is worth it.
Oh, it is. And I have to say this because it's the truth. I respect you so much for what you do in the entertainment world. I respect you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's so sweet. It's nice sometimes. It's good to get some positive feedback. So thank you so much. That's a great way to start off my week. And happy Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
Back at you. I did have some kind of fun, kind of a quirky question for you to let everybody get to know you better as a person.
Perfect.
Okay. Right now, what's currently on your DVR and your iPod?
Currently on my iPod?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I do lately is put on Pandora, and I've been mixing all these different stations. I've been listening to a lot of, do you like Pandora? I put on Lana
mm-hmm.
Del Rey mixed with Robin. She's a European artist. She opened for Katy Perry. And then the other thing I do, because I spend so much time writing and working on the computer, is I put in like Enya or relaxation radio. But when I'm
mm-hmm.
driving in my car, I listen to a lot of electronic dance music, or I listen to country. So I listen to a lot of different things. I've covered the Academy of Country Music Awards
mm-hmm.
A couple times in Las Vegas, and I love country music so much, and I think country music fans are the best. They're so sweet. They're so fun, and they're just great all-around fans, and so are country music artists. They're so appreciative of their fans, so I'll always be a big country girl.
Oh, I agree, and I'm a big music fan, too, especially country, which is why I played that opening audio.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was jamming to it.
I need you to appreciate that. okay. What's currently on your DVR right now?
Oh, I have to catch up because I was so busy this week prepping for the SAG Awards
mm-hmm.
today. And I usually like to, I can't watch it too late at night, but I'm excited to see what happened on American Horror Story Coven. I love that show. I did watch Downton Abbey last night. I'm a huge Downton Abbey fan. And I love Girls. That's a great one right now. And then The Mindy Project. But I watch so much TV for enjoyment and for work because, as I'm sure you know, you need to know who everybody is because if you show up to cover an event, you need to know what to ask them. So I consume a lot of television. So, you know, I will know, like, the most obscure person. And I watch a lot of reality, too. I have all the new Bachelors that I need to catch up with in my queue. So that's another thing that I might do if I ever get some time off, kind of do some laundry and multitask at the same time and see what's going on with Juan Pablo.
you know, and like you said about watching a lot of TV, I will be on my laptop whenever I have a show. I will be on my laptop watching, reading, and listening to everything that a current guest has ever done. So I know where you're coming from with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean you have to research? You just talk to them. I'm like, no, it's so important to be extremely prepared and to do as much research as possible so that when you are doing the interview, it's very natural and you're not searching and stumbling, you know, like, oh, if you have someone who's nominated for an Oscar, you don't need to stumble over anything. It needs to be smooth sailing. And when you do good research, then you build more confidence, and that shows in an interview.
Right. I agree 100%. Okay. Now, if you weren't in the entertainment industry, what would you be doing right now?
To be honest, I'm such a little spiritual yogi. I've been dying to go to India for a couple weeks and do, like, a really great yoga certification. So that would be something I would love to do. And then using my past professional dance experience, I would work in some sort of dance therapy. I'm very passionate about keeping arts education in our schools because I really do think it benefits kids. And so I would probably be doing some sort of combination of those things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask this next question. Because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could change one thing about my career, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good one. I would almost say knowing a little bit more about being from South Carolina. I went to college in New York, and California was never even on my radar. And so when I did finally come out here and I decided to move, I almost wish that I had known about this choice earlier, because everything that I've done and accomplished, I've done myself. And a lot of people, there's a lot of nepotism out here, like, you know, so-and-so's cousin or this and that. And it takes a long time to build your own contacts. So I would almost say that I wish that I would have come out here even, you know, during high school and kind of started planting my seeds a little bit earlier. And that would probably be, I mean, that's just me being overachiever, but it does, it takes a lot of time and you have to really build relationships out here. So I would say if I could have gotten started even earlier, I'll take it.
Okay. I know this is sort of a fun question, but do you have any hidden talents?
Any hidden talents?
Mm-hmm.
I can stand and walk on my hands for a really long time. Like, I used to, when I was a kid, I would win, like, competitions. It's kind of crazy. It's it's just something that I've been able to do. I remember, like, growing up, I would be at Myrtle Beach, and my dad and I would have competitions walking on our hands, like, on the beach. So it's something pretty fun that I can do that a lot of times guys are like, whoa, that's cool. I'm like, yep.
Nice. Okay. I think this is probably the last question I've got for you, but away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood when you're back home in South Carolina, what's the real Stuart Braswell like?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I love to just relax, kick back. My favorite restaurant in South Carolina is called Lizard's Thicket. I love to go in and hang out with my family and eat some fried okra and chicken fried steak, which is not good for you, but it's just so good, and some spiced apples, and just kind of enjoy relaxing. There's so much hustle and bustle out here that when I do go home, it's just a slower pace of life, and it's nice to take that in and appreciate the moment and enjoy the day.
You know, and I agree with that. Time does seem to move slower in the South, doesn't it?
It does, and I like that. It's good. You know,
I do too.
I go back and you get a little bit of a recharge, and then I'm ready to face L.A. again.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I was out there in L.A., back in September, I love the city, and I miss it, but I wouldn't trade being here in Tennessee for anything.
Oh, Tennessee's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Yeah, there's nowhere like the South.
Mm-mm. I think that about covers it. So I wanted to thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun. I'm so glad we were able to do it.
And like I said, I wanted to thank you again for taking about 20 minutes out of your day to come on and chat with me, and you have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come on. I'd love to have you go. I'd love to have you.
Oh, that would be great.
Back again.
Thank you so
right.
much, and have a great week.
All right, you too.
All right. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with entertainment reporter Stuart Braswell. Stuart is one of the most down-to-earth people I have probably ever interviewed on the show. Before I go, I did have a few announcements for all of you fans of the show Kessel out there. and my dear friend Emily Wilson will be on the show next Monday, I believe it is, at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. Central for the rest of us Central Time Zone folks. And another announcement I had in March, I will be chatting with one of the best unsigned singers I believe I've ever heard in my entire life. You will not want to miss this one. So I think that about does it. So I'm gonna end the episode here. You've been listening to Workdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.